This is Ozarks at Large. Last fall, the city of Harrison in Boone County, population 12,000, began to take pragmatic steps to rebrand itself. The Ozarks community, roiled by race riots in the early 1900s, had become a magnet for organized hate groups. That presence has faded, and the city is becoming culturally diverse. Last week, however, a dozen white patriots came out to mark Harrison as their territory. And as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, a local race task force is working to reconcile the past and think about the future.
When Jeff Crockett became mayor of Harrison 3 years ago, he knew he had inherited a public relations nightmare.
There are a lot of black people, because of the Klan presence that has been national media, think that we're a bad place to come to. They're afraid to stop here. They don't want to stop here. They don't want any confrontation.
By Klan, Mayor Crockett means Tom Robb, whose reputation far exceeds reality. The Michigan native, now an elder, has lived for several decades just outside of Harrison city limits, selling Klan memorabilia, podcasting, and hosting family rallies. But when you search Harrison on the internet, Klan stuff pops up. So Mayor Crockett's working to optimize Harrison's web presence, along with promoting this city as a friendlier and open place. But things bogged down last October when a big racist message appeared on a yellow billboard along one of Harrison's major thoroughfares.
We started doing some research on it, trying to figure out where it came from, why it was there. The sign company naturally was keeping whoever paid for the sign anonymous.
The message reads, "Anti-racist is code word for anti-white, and it's inflamed the community. Protests were staged, and a month later it was defaced, leading to the arrest of a local man, Chad Watkins. He's been charged with misdemeanor vandalism. Word of the arrest somehow leaked out before it was made public, sensationalized in the media and racist blogs, creating even more of a mess for the mayor. And this spring, things will further escalate when Watkins' case goes to court."
He has hired an attorney out of Little Rock to represent him. And also the Southern Poverty Law Center has jumped in and decided that they would offer some assistance in his defense.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, a nonprofit civil rights group based in Montgomery, Alabama, monitors hate groups across the United States. SPLC says extremism has surged since the election of an African-American president. But if you look closer, much of it's internet bluster, especially here. In the meantime, Mayor Crockett took countervailing measures against the problem billboard.
Yes, I have some billboards that are located around town that I own, that I lease out to people. And I told the task force that if they wanted to decide on what they wanted to put up, that I would put a billboard up on one of my billboards. They decided what they wanted to put up, and we put two of them up.
Those billboards, which have been up for several months, read, "Love your neighbor." They've not been defaced so far. The love billboards are sponsored by the Harrison Community Task Force on Race Relations, of which the mayor is a member. The task force recently hosted a forum in honor of Black History Month. Co-coordinator Lane Ragsdale spoke about race violence in America, while colleague Carolyn Klein talked about Harrison's legacy to a packed room at Boone County Public Library. And sitting in the front row, closely watching, was none other than Tom Robb, who visibly trembled when he stood up to publicly challenge the women for the first time.
To imply that I'm promoting hatred, or imply that I'm trying to drive people out, I find appalling, and I think I deserve an apology for that.
Because no one had accused Tom Robb of hate-mongering, so no apology was made. His mission, he told us before the forum, is to save the white race from genocide via his organization, the Knights Party.
But I do have a concern about the growing immigration to this country, no attempts to halt it. The white race in this country is, and in Europe too, is at zero population growth.
The real Ku Klux Klan that terrorized and lynched thousands of African Americans a century ago also preached against race mixing. But Tom Robb and his family of followers spend their days chattering to each other online. That's about it. A dozen of them also turned out to harass task force members at the forum. Police were on hand just in case. Brian Bryant, who's just moved to Harrison, said that diversity breeds crime. His three-year-old son stood by his knee, carefully listening.
Would you be as interested in being an advocate for not the hundreds of blacks that were dispelled from Harrison, but the millions of white people that have been dispelled from every major city in America.
Tom Robb's grandson-in-law, Freeland Dunscombe, also spoke up.
It's only white countries where people get called racist, and then as penance for their sin of being white, they have to bring in tens of millions of non-whites into their country.
Dunscombe and a few others proudly wore big yellow stickers emblazoned with that controversial billboard message, but none of them would admit to posting it. You could tell the Harrison Community Task Force members by their black T-shirts with big red hearts that said, "Love your neighbor." For more than a decade, they've traveled across Arkansas, networking with African-American groups, making their case at state forums, such as the Clinton School of Public Service and public schools, and hosting events like the Martin Luther King Jr. Commission Nonviolent Youth Summit held last year. Another's planned in Harrison April 2nd. And Task Force facilitator Patty Methvin says their positive billboard campaign is a very public response to the recent white patriot backlash.
The billboard has "Love Your Neighbor" and then the quote by Martin Luther King Jr. that says, "Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that." And so we love that quote. We think it sums up basically what we've been doing all along anyway.
And when she was challenged by white separatists during the forum, Task Force presenter Lane Ragsdale firmly but kindly ordered them to stand down.
And our mission is that we know Harrison as a community where people of all races can live, work, and worship together in peace and harmony, and we envision a time when our community is similarly perceived by all.
Lane Ragsdale says proof that their message is working is the town's growing diversity.
Often in our community, we have the image out in the world that we're an all-white community. But according to our census populations, there's about 700 minorities that live in Harrison and about 2,000 in our county. So when we say love your neighbor, we really mean love your neighbor.
One individual is Alice Sanders, the 65-year-old African-American evangelist from Mississippi, settled in Harrison 4 years ago as a sort of diversity missionary.
My experience has been seeing that whatever was in the history of the town of Harrison is not in the hearts of the people.
Sister Sanders says that racism can be found anywhere in America, but she's not looking for it in Harrison.
I see people in the marketplace that embraces me with a big smile, you know, or kind words. Matter of fact, I was in a store shopping one day, and this little lady walked up to me. She was an elderly lady, and she kissed me on the cheek right in that store. She says, "I love you."
Harrison Community Race Task Force Forum organizer Carolyn Klein says she welcomes any and all white patriots to come forward to dialogue.
We are going to have people who disagree with us, and I'm glad that they speak up when they do disagree with us. Otherwise, we would assume that everyone agreed with us, and we would not be able to make near the progress.
And Harrison Mayor Jeff Crockett says his administration's monitoring the situation and looks forward to learning the identity of the racist billboard sponsor.
Hopefully through this trial of the guy that defaced the billboard, the person that paid for that billboard will come to light when he's subpoenaed to court. And when that happens, maybe that will prevent some of the future stuff from happening.
The PR battle over Harrison's soul, which is attracting international press now, will grind on, fed by patriot bloggers like Michael Weaver. He operates the White Information Network, but is sort of an apologist about it, a kinder, gentler racist.
I am pro-white. However, I'm not a supremacist by any means. I do not hate other races as people. I just simply stand for the interest of white people.
And to prove his point, Weaver says, he's planning on moving to Harrison. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
If you'd like to learn more about the work of the Harrison Community Task Force on Race Relations, you can find them on Facebook.